Prince of Fire by Daniel Silva. If you live to seek revenge, dig a grave for two. Ancient Jewish proverb. Part 1. The Dossier. Chapter 1. Rome, March 4th. There had been warning signs. The Shabbat bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that left 87 people dead. The bombing of an Istanbul synagogue precisely 1 year later that killed another 28. But Rome would be his coming out party, and Rome would be the place where he left his calling card. Afterward, within the corridors and executive suites of Israel's vaunted intelligence service, there was considerable and sometimes belligerent debate over the time and place of the conspiracy's genesis. Lev Ahroni, the ever-cautious director of the service, would claim that the plot was hatched not long after the Israeli army knocked down Arafat's headquarters in Ramallah and stole his secret files. Ari Shamron, the legendary Israeli master spy, would find this almost laughable, although Shamron often disagreed with Lev simply as a matter of sport. Only Shamron, who had fought with the Palmach during the War of Independence, and who tended to view the conflict as a continuum, understood intuitively that the outrage in Rome had been inspired by deeds dating back more than a half century. Eventually, evidence would prove both Lev and Shamron correct. In the meantime, in order to achieve peaceful working conditions, they agreed on a new starting point. The day a certain Monsieur Jean-Luc arrived in the hills of Lazio, and settled himself in a rather handsome 18th-century villa on the shore of Lake Bracciano. As for the exact date and